breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem...
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Welcome back. If you've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel, please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Came across something very interesting. I actually came across the original video, I think it was last week or so. It was 10 days ago this video came out. And it was about a First Amendment auditor named Georgia Transparency. His YouTube channel is right there if you're watching. And I'll put a link to his channel if you want to watch the full video. I'm only going to show a minute or so of this video. He was in a Georgia Department of Labor office. And as many of these First Amendment auditors do, they will go into government buildings and stay within the public areas where the public is allowed to go, the freely accessible areas. And while in there, he found an unsecure gun that a security officer, she took off her duty belt, left the gun at her desk, and walked away. And he caught this. So let's get into his video.
What I found in the open at the security guard's desk is extremely horrifying. There's a children's playroom in this lobby. Thankfully, no children were roaming freely in here at this time.
Lana.
Fucking pissed right now. Why? Take a look in there and tell me what you see is wrong.
Holy crap.
A unsecure weapon.
Whoa.
So yes, he has a video of the unsecure weapon. Now, I love my guns. I love the Second Amendment. I think everybody should go through gun safety training, should go through periodically have handgun training, especially if you own guns and you carry. I think regular training is a must. At least that's just my opinion. One thing I learned early on, and this is back when I was in the Army, and this was very early, I think I was in basic training in 81. It was beat into our heads. You never left your weapon unattended. And the drill sergeants would actually go around. So when we were out in the field and we had our M16s with us, the drill sergeants would look for the recruits to have left their M16 unattended or not paying attention to it. They would pick it up, walk it across the field, lean up against a tree or a stump. They'd go to the trainee and ask him where his weapon was. And as he's looking around panicking, they point out it was across the field. And the punishment is you would have to low crawl to that weapon. And low crawling, for those not in the military, is where you're on your belly and you're using your elbows to pull yourself along the ground. And your chest is on the ground the whole time. So you have to go through the dust, the dirt, brushes, red anthills, whatever was there. You're going through these, all the debris, everything that in the field, get to your weapon. And the drill sergeants did that on purpose to say you never left your weapons unattended. And if a group had to leave their weapons together, you always had one person there standing guard protecting the group of weapons. That was beat into me. And it's the same thing today. I never leave my weapons unattended. And as they're in the house, they're locked up. My house is locked up. But if I'd never leave my weapon in my car, because that's the other thing I've noticed people. I have a friend that had his gun stolen. I'm like, how did you have your gun stolen? Oh, I left it in my car and someone broke in my car. And I'm like, what the hell were you thinking? How do you do that? You left your gun unattended and then you wonder why it got stolen. And as I was watching this, you see the two ladies in the background. There's one in a red blouse and one in a blue blouse. When they found out what was going on, at least one of them stayed present in the little entry into this cubicle area the whole time till the security guard returned. And it took like 4 minutes before she returned. We don't know how long she was gone prior to that, but it was 4 minutes of them filming that area before she returned. So I'm not going to get into the rest of this. I'm going to get over to the news article because this made it to the news and rightly so. So I am on WSBTV.com. This article is dated October 4th, 2023. The headline is Security Guard Leaves Gun Unattended in Waiting Room at Georgia Department of Labor Building. And this was in around Athens, Georgia. The article begins, a man took a video of a security guard who left a gun unattended at a Georgia Department of Labor building in Athens. On Tuesday, Channel 2's Candace McGowan was live on WSB Tonight at 11 p.m. The gun was sitting on the floor for several minutes before it was found at 4 p.m. in a waiting room where several employees and taxpayers were going about their business. A video showed that the guard left the gun and walked away for several minutes. Russell Pickron, with Georgia Transparency, considers himself a type of government watchdog, walking into government buildings and recording. So that's the same YouTube channel that I just referred to. His camera was rolling on Monday at the Athens Department of Labor building when he spotted the gun. Here's a quote from him. "Take a look at that in there and tell me what you see is wrong. Holy crap." And that's what the part we just heard. Pickron said it was in the public waiting area that had space for children. Within seconds, a Department of Labor employee approached Pickron and saw the gun. Now, those two women that I showed in the video were not coming over there because of the gun. They were coming over there because he was recording. And if you watch the whole video, you'll see them more concerned about Russell Pickron recording than a gun left unattended. Now, they do acknowledge that that was a serious security breach. However, all their actions were not, "We're trying to figure this out." It was, "Stop recording." That was their focus, or majority of their focus was on him recording. And they actually called the cops, not on the gun left unattended, but because two people were recording in the public lobby of a government building. That's what they called the cops for. I would think you would call the cops that, "Hey, we had a gun left unattended." And I'm surprised that Russell Pickron did not pick up his phone, call 911 and say, "Hey, we got an unsecure gun in this building. You need to come up here." And then yesterday I was watching the body camera footage from that incident. I thought it was from his channel. Maybe he has two different channels. And I was trying to find it and couldn't find it. But he showed the body camera footage, and the employees talking to the cops were more concerned about him recording, and the cops were trying to tell the employees, especially these two women, he has a right to do this. He is not breaking the law. There is nothing we can do about it. And then when they talked with the security guard was more concerned about them filming. Once again, the cops didn't even talk too much about leaving the gun unsecured, and he told them there was a gun unsecured. Everybody was more concerned about two cameras than there was an unattended gun. That is crazy. So let's get back to the article. Pickron said it was in the public waiting area that had space for children. Within seconds, a Department of Labor employee approached Pickron and saw the gun. "What if a kid went in there?" said Pickron. It was at least 4 minutes before the security guard returned. So we don't know how long she was gone, but it was 4 minutes before she came back. Here is a quote from Pickron from the video. "You know you have an unsecured weapon here," asked Pickron. She puts the belt with the gun on it back on. But Pickron kept on questioning them about how this happened. "We are trying to address why the security officer has left her weapon on the floor. What if a freaking kid went over and got it?" asked Pickron. The staff tried to get Pickron to stop recording. Even the security guard spoke up. Yes, everybody was more concerned about two cameras than an unattended loaded firearm on the floor. That shows what our government has become, that our government does not want transparency. They don't want people recording what they do. They're more concerned about being caught doing something wrong, and they care less about an unattended handgun on the floor in an area where kids are allowed to be and they have a play area for kids. Luckily, there was not many people in that area at the time. So we get back to the article, and this is the reporter. "We reached out to Georgia Department of Labor, and a spokesman said in a statement," here's the Georgia Department of Labor's statement, "the situation at the Athens Career Center is unacceptable. When the Career Center staff made GDL leadership aware of this incident on Monday afternoon, we immediately reached out to Dynamic Security to ensure that this officer would no longer work at any GDOL locations." And that is good. They are responding appropriately. That's what should happen. This woman should not have a gun. Now, I understand that security guard agencies have different levels of security. You have the mall cop, it's just the security guy. He has a maybe have pepper spray. He has a radio, no gun. That's it. That's the type of position this woman should be working in my opinion, if she keeps her job. My opinion, Dynamic Security needs to fire her or demote her to a position where she does not have a gun. Because I'm sure the people that go through the training to carry a firearm make more per hour than those that do not. And I have no problems with security carrying guns. I've been at jobs that we have security officers and they did not have guns. And I would talk to them all the time and I would tell them, I wish they would carry guns. And many of them said, yeah, I wish we were allowed to carry guns too. Because if a situation happened, all they could do is call 911. I'd rather have a security guard that maybe was former military, former maybe retired police officer that knew how to handle a gun. And he was protecting us at our job. That's who I wanted. The fact that this person took her gun off and did not lock it up. Now, I can understand if she put it in a drawer, locked the drawer. Those drawers aren't fully secure, but it's better than just laying out there. Because if I saw a gun like that, my first reaction is I'm going to go pull that gun out. I'm going to pop the magazine. I'm going to pop the bullet out that's chambered, and I'm going to lay it on the desk. At the same time, I could be in trouble then of possessing a handgun in a government building, even though I'm just making it safe. I would have definitely have called, got on 911 and called the police and say, I got an unsecured handgun at this location. You need to get officers out here. And I would have had that on recorded line. Crazy situation that this security guard, when you watch the video, she had no remorse. It was, she just copped an attitude with the two people they were recording her. She didn't realize, she didn't act like she did anything wrong. And I don't think she thought she did anything wrong. She didn't care. Dynamic Security, in my opinion, needs to fire her. She is a liability. She is going to get them in trouble. And if she's allowed to continue a security position with a firearm and something bad goes down, this is going to come back and bite Dynamic Security because they know they have an untrained officer and kept her in a position where she could have a handgun. Now, if it's a security position without a handgun, then I think they're good to go. And then the next big takeaway that I had is that the staff at this GDLO location was more concerned about the two cameras than an unsecured firearm. Now, they were concerned about the firearm. I don't want to dismiss that. However, just my take on this and my interpretation of their interaction with Pickron and his associate, that they were more concerned about him and the two of them filming than that handgun. Our government's out of control. They focus on the wrong things. They don't want to be held accountable. And they're more concerned about being held accountable than an unsecured firearm in a public area that a deranged person could have gotten a hold of. Someone could have stole. A kid could have got a hold of. I mean, many, many different things could have gone on with that. I think overall, the GDLO leadership, the GDOL leadership took the proper response by contacting Dynamic Security and saying this gal is never allowed back in any of our buildings. Not sure where it's going to go because I'm sure the Dynamic Security is going to sweep this under the rug. Even if they fire her, they're going to keep it very quiet because this is going to blow back on them and make them look bad. And regardless of what you think of First Amendment auditors, I know they are very controversial. This one, I think, did the right thing. And this is a time where the First Amendment auditor was in the right place at the right time to catch something potentially bad happening or preventing something bad from happening. At least that's my opinion. Thanks for watching. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime. These are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stopping the sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six.